Over the years that I've observed, so few people come to this fundamental truth that one is alone. Most often reject it, fight it, want to escape it. Maturity is coming to this aloneness saintly, rightly. And to know your aloneness is your greatest crowning, which means you are. You understand? Aloneness means I am. And in that me being, I have much responsibility over that. You must understand, when one comes to aloneness rightly, only then there is a room for another. If you don't come to aloneness, there can never be another. It's only an abuse of another. When you come to your own, only then you own you. In that, there is space for another. So, one of the essential understanding is to come to see that one is alone. You will die alone. It's up to you. Such an obvious truth, but missed. Even when you come to it, it is so negative. That is why the word love is so popular. It's a drug. Because they use that to escape their aloneness. When I have somebody, I'm not alone. No, no, no. Only in your aloneness you can be with somebody else. That is why people who love each other, who say they love each other, they don't, they abuse each other. You watch that all over the world. Because they have not come to themselves, the other has not come to themselves. It is a pact to escape. So one of the essential understanding is to come to your aloneness healthily. You see, right parenthood is to deliver your child to its aloneness rightly. And when aloneness is set right within you, you will know your responsibility, which is the internal discipline. Now the internal discipline will come into play. Now you will know there are things that is only up to you. But in my observation, almost everything is up to you. Because that which you are is what is reflected. That's how we discussed yesterday. The fool attempts to escape his aloneness. Now, what I share for you, what I share with you, is for those who have come to this, who have come to this site, they need a discipline, an internal discipline. Because it's up to them. The four disciplines can be shared. Almost the first discipline is how to survive your aloneness rightly. You become an A, you are. Remember, don't worry. I know you think if you're alone, you'll never love. Only in your aloneness you love. You can't help it. Take it from me. Only in your aloneness your excellence explodes. Thus I show you to come back to your A, so to say. By knowing everything else is not you. You come back to you. You are alone. Even just whispering it, you can begin to see the personal power rising. That coming back to oneself, completely depending on oneself, the personal power explodes. So please understand, you lose personal power because you have not completely depended on you. When you leave everything completely up to you, your personal power explodes. When you have always been a parasite, which is feeding off others, you can never have personal power. And this is something must be understood. When there is personal power, there is flowering. When there is personal power, there is sharing. When there is personal power, there is an explosion of energy. So we are beginning to understand the way to my personal power is to enter the door of my own aloneness. And I'm telling you guys, this is something you might have to take my word for it. It's one of the most glorious state to be. The idiots have made it as an unloving state. I'm alone, so you're not loving. No, no. I'm alone, you are alone, we can be alone together. Two aloneness. And if the two aloneness are right with each other, it's a potential of giving birth to another aloneness. No, stay with this. Please stay with this. These are the fundamental understanding, the essential. You miss this, everything goes wrong. If people come and say, I want to follow me. You cannot follow me. What do you think, I'm shampoo? No, because we have follow me shampoo. So once somebody said, Master, I want to follow you. Behind, I saw the signboard. Follow me shampoo. I said, no, you can't follow. It's not possible. I'm built differently. You're built differently. Of course, I'm built a bit better than you. They put higher CC engine. You cannot. There's no way. You can't imitate either. But this much can be done. If you are capable of being alone, this aloneness and that aloneness can meet. That is communion. But you have to understand, the child needs another. The adult can be alone. You understand? The child needs to be loved. The adult can love. All of you will come to this aloneness one way or the other. I watch my wife deliver. That point, I said, you're on your own, baby. I can hold your hand, I can breathe for you, I can do all kinds of things. You're on your own. But I want you to look upon it this way. What a glory that is. You cannot be owned. Rented maybe, not owned. You are, do you know, do you understand this? This is what you are seeking to be. You get hurt when somebody doesn't acknowledge you, don't you? You see, so there's a contradiction in you. I want you to understand the contradiction. One part you want to be, another part you're scared to be. All kinds of bees. But be clear, what do you want? You want to be at all cost. You think the external success will make you be. Almost every pursuit is to be. But the be is what you escape. Because to be is to be alone. That is why I will never create a following. I will never create all that. You know why? Because if I create a big place for you all to stay, you can escape. Around me, you must constantly remember you are alone. I won't. That's how you get abused, you know. People say, I will take away your aloneness. In every abuse, if you fall in love and you remember she cannot remove your aloneness, she can never abuse you, he can never abuse you. But if you batter it to escape your aloneness, abuse is the only thing you will have. But you must come to it rightly. People come to it negatively. If you come to your aloneness somewhere in your childhood and you are angry, then you will be angry with the world. Everybody is a bastard. I don't love. Or when you come to the aloneness, you panic. Then you would be love crazy. You will hold on to people. Or your relationship with another is always threatening them to be alone. The man who has accepted his aloneness, the woman who has accepted their aloneness, have come to their own. And in coming to their own, they will take the responsibility for the internal discipline. Again, let me repeat this again. I say to you, all that you are trying to do is to come to this. Come to be. If you come and sit with me, with this understanding, you are welcome. You are coming to survive your aloneness and to be there. I am more than happy. If not, I have nothing to do with people. I'm not their father, their mother. I'm not. Like, this is for matured adults, not for children. If you do something because you want to do, don't complain afterward. It's adults. It's very simple. It's adult. But I'm giving you the psychology behind it so you understand. When you have accepted that aloneness, you will look at you. And the first thing you look at is how you have been formed. You know what you are looking at is not the supreme truth. You have been formed by your culture, by your education, by your exposure, by the assumption others put on you. You have become that. And then you realize, in becoming that, that enslaves me. So the first discipline is to break free from this enslavement of that which I have accidentally become. Together, sir. You see, in the past, even I have bribed people by saying, if you do this, you will have the power to create. It's a bribe. But it should not be a bribe. It's a truth you will come to. When you come to this, the power of creation is available. But again, I say, you got to survive aloneness. I tell you my story. It's not very mystical. Some like to make it mystical, it is not. Somewhere at 5, I was sent away to live with my uncle. There was a family crisis, so they have to move house. Something was going on, so they sent me to stay with my uncle to learn English. If you ever see my language, there's some problem, blame my uncle. And I think at that time, I somehow accepted being away from my parents in a right way. I didn't grumble. I'm sure I would have missed my mother, but I can't remember it. But I was okay. That means at that age, I accepted it is up to me now. In the right way, you understand, didn't blame, didn't. I remember coming back when I was about almost touching 7. I was about to go to school, I'm coming back. Looking at my mother, I know it's my mother. But there was no connection of dependency. I mean, I know she's my mother. It's all well and good. But somehow, I think at that age, I came to my own. That is when I had my first satori, my first glimpse of awakening. The catalyst, I believe, must have been that acceptance of aloneness rightly. Not negatively, you understand? I was okay, it was okay, it's up to me. I think that is the birth of a leader. The grumbler looks for a leader. The guy who didn't grumble and said, okay, became a leader. Because he can rely on himself. And that never changed for me. Yes, there are people who helped me. My mother took care of me. Everything outward happened. But internally, that was established. I suspect many, many people escape it. This is the other day, somebody was asking me, Master, why men are so obsessed with breasts? I said, I have never understood. I don't know. But I guess all are children looking for another mummy. You know, how can you be obsessed with that? I don't get it. Means, I'm sure it's nice to look at. Obsessed? So it's a question of maturity. Thus I say to you, the one who has come to his aloneness, who knows, it's up to you, you know, whether I like you or not, going to change nothing about the way you will look at you. It's not that you won't behave in a way that others like you, but that is not the predominant. It's just politics. So if ever you sit silently, you sit silently to seek that aloneness. It doesn't mean we chase other people away. It's an internal thing. You understand? It's an internal thing. And so much corruption. I sometimes feel the motivation for money is there. When I have money, I won't be alone. One way or the other, it corrupts. We are questioning who will take the discipline. I think for those who have come to their aloneness rightly. And it's okay. Then you live a very loving life. You don't blame others for anything. If somebody is angry with you, he's right. Let him enjoy. But it is almost like a breakthrough in the brain. I remember in my early 20s when I used to go into this, do what you all are doing now. One of the things I look for is to feel alone. It's not lonely, you know. Don't misunderstand it. It's not lonely. It is just to be completely enough unto myself, be dependent on me. Sometimes when you come to it, it can be like a trauma. But it's the most beautiful thing on earth. So one of the essential understanding is, you can never escape your aloneness. You can try, but you can never escape it. And in your aloneness, you shall embrace the internal discipline. Something happens, you know. The moment you're alone, your heart opens. I don't know why is that. The moment you come to the right aloneness, right, your heart opens. When the heart opens, there is already the energy of creation available. And this energy of creation is what this world needs. Because this energy of creation is the energy that I believe can put everything in order rightly. See, if you watch this earth, it's almost impossible to believe somebody could have created it. I mean, invented it. Okay, put this root like this. Okay, giraffe, long leg. Huh? And how they interplay. and how they interplay. Have you ever noticed how they interplay? And how one feeds another. There's carbon dioxide, there is trees that feed off it and give us oxygen, and it is just unbelievable. Have you watched this magic of this earth? I'm not very religious, or I'm going to give the responsibility to God or things like that. But I'm just looking at it as a scientist. I'm looking at it, my God, look at that. How each complements each other. The other day I was watching something, they said, water is not part of earth. It came from outer space. And we have never lost a gallon or gained a gallon. The same amount of water is being recycled. When you see some of these facts, it just fascinates you. I believe the creation energy has the power to do this. I don't have. Maybe the creation energy, you call it God. I'm okay with it. But what I'm trying to point out is there is this creation energy that you can first stumble upon it in your heart. It explodes. That energy has a way of putting things right in order beyond my intelligence. You follow? You see, everything man created a mess, you know. Have you watched? Man uses his mind to create something, there's a mess. There's a price to pay. Everything. Somehow when nature creates it, it is very nurturing. Have you noticed that? When we create something, there's always a price to pay. For this bulb to burn, I don't know how many places we are destroying. I don't know. But nature is so organic. This is just my insight. Dismiss it if you want. That creation energy has that intelligence. I might not, but the creation energy has. The new man knows how to live by this creative energy. He will live in a way he won't destroy. He will live in a way he will elevate. Organic. When you come to that aloneness, in maturity, in the most loving nature, this creative energy becomes available, and this creative energy has its own intelligence, and this intelligence will put things in order, and it is available to everyone who can enter this aloneness. Follow? Have you watched our technology, the price we pay for it? It's an incredible price we pay for our technology. Almost anything comes out, what is the price? We are in such a rush. Now we have even created a phone that has got souls. iPhone? I'm going to create one. I an iPhone. Every night I'll go to Samadhi. They'll just switch off and meditate. Okay. Now what are we going into? I think the wise will seek that organic intelligence to come into operation. Not just the mental intelligence, which is a price to pay. And it's opened when my heart Whenever I say heart, I don't know why I can hear the Titanic music. Delete that soundtrack. Don't go there. Come on. Why love has to be woman, man? Come on. There's no other love. Huh? We must be very suppressed. Must. Now, whenever I speak about love, I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm not talking about that. Let me put it down. I am the most non-romantic person. Nothing to do. I've had women wink at me. I say, what's wrong, Joyce? It's all nonsense. It's just one attempting to escape their aloneness using another. I said sometimes when you really love somebody, when you really love, you might not have the Titanic song coming. It's normal. Those are people who are horny. First chakra problem. Don't buy that. These are long-term relationships are the best relationship. Because you pass through the initial. Pass through. Then it settles down. Then the real is there. That's our eyes for love we don't know. Because the idea of our love is to escape our aloneness. Looking at her, I forget myself. You take some medicine for that. Go ahead. There's something going on. You're blacking out. Now, you see, let me put a note here also. I don't know how much I can help you. I can explain. It's about the best I can do. So don't throw the responsibility onto me. If you have come to your aloneness, then something can be done. Then the relationship changes. It is two adults sitting together. That's something else. All kinds of things can happen. Now, we know when the heart center opens, there is energy. This energy creates not for survival. It creates for celebration. I don't think this earth was created for survival. Because the guy who created it does not come and visit us. Must have been for fun. Okay. Create an earth, a sun, and then said, Victor will ask question. Okay, let's throw a Mercury there. Venus. Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Yes, let's throw a Mars there. And all are having good time. Throw Saturn. Just to slow everything down. And then to give some hope, throw Jupiter there. And then the 18th century or something, they discovered Uranus. That's a revelation about humanity. My God. You see, one can never know what will happen tomorrow. But if one lives by the energy of creation, it knows. Its intelligence is supreme. But you will encounter it. We are too goal-orientated. And goal is blindness. Because you only see yours. Nurturing is something else. So in that aloneness, you come, heart opens, there is creation. To me, the test of love is creativity. You share something. Because when there is love, you will share. You would bring enrichment. It's one of the gauges. And then this person will operate differently. I call him the new man. It's actually an idea inspired by Osho. Osho used to say new man. Just going with that. His ways is slightly different. He has an organic force working through him. Even the wrong gets right. Now, even the right, they will get it wrong. I think if there is something I would like to share with the world, I would like to whisper this truth. It's not yet proven, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. Like Joseph Chilton Pierce, a lot of people are beginning to find out there is brain cell in your heart. This is the heart as an intelligence. It creates a torus, a pulse that keeps everything in order. They say the heart is the supreme. We thought the brain was. Now we know all what the mystic says is valid. The heart keeps a balance. And that is the balance of creation. And this has to be exhausted. When you come to this, you want to exhaust yourself. You don't work just to live. You live to work. Your love, your work becomes your life. It becomes passion. Then you share. That's why the one who can't share, it's not an adult. Because you need an outlet to exhaust that love. Maybe everybody has a certain amount of love. I don't know. Each are given 22 kilos. And I'm watching some of you, it's 19 now, good job. Some has become 40. He has added more. That love has to be shared. One of the essential understanding is I'm here to exhaust my love. Wow. Aren't you? And in exhausting your love, I believe existence creates something new. In the exhaustion of your love, something new is created. And that creation is for the rest of humanity. Somehow you play a small role in the next evolution of this earth, of this species. Contemplate whether this is one of the fundamental understandings you carry. Now, how do you look upon you? You look upon you as an entity which is alone, which has risen to its own heart, which is living out, which is exhausting itself through everything it does, in which it uplifts and plays a role in the evolution. I like it. And in doing so, you live out your life. Look at that. You don't get played out. And for this, the internal discipline is a must. Now, I leave you with this question for a few minutes. Have you come to the point that you discover you have an energy that needs exhausting? I don't mean that, Abraham. Up here. Fourth chakra. I'm not talking about any other chakra. Fourth. If you have not, you've been conned. If you have not, you've been made to be frightened of survival. If not, the juice of life has been taken away. I'm going to leave you with this question. Have you found an energy within you that needs to be exhausted? Sit on that for a while.